Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Cheryl from eBay calling on a recorded line. We received a callback request from this number. And may I have your full name, please?
Yes, it's Henry Walmsley.
Yes, thank you, Henry, and I really appreciate your time as well for waiting. And yes, how can I help you with your account?
I was wondering why eBay has sent two fraudulent emails to my customers asking them to pay for their goods twice today.
Let me just check the notification. Please bear with me. So sorry, Henry, if that happens, but we can report that one to our technical team. And may I know the name of the item, please?
I can give you a number, yes. Hang on a moment.
Yes, that would be great.
The item number in the first instance was 120-7433-29648.
Thank you so much. Let me pull up the details now. One quick moment. Is that for a serial potentiometer?
That's correct, yes.
Alright, so are you referring to the same buyer then?
I'm referring to this buyer at the moment.
Okay. And may I know the buyer's username?
Yes, that is C.
Okay, so I can see it now. I can see your communication here, Henry. So you're calling because the buyer is claiming that she received two notifications for the payment, right? Reminder for the payment.
I'm calling you because my buyer was told by eBay to pay for this item twice.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to check right now, Henry, why he or she need to pay for it twice. Please bear with me. Alright, so what happened here, Henry? I'm not pretty sure if your buyer is aware. I believe your buyer purchased this item. There are two kinds, like A2K2 and then A22K. Are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with that, yes.
And that's the reason there were two items. I'm not pretty sure if he needs this two kinds of
You are completely
product.
A, completely wrong, and B, I think deliberately obfuscating the issue. Can you see the message that eBay sent to my buyer saying that he needed to resend payment? I know he's bought two items. I'm not an idiot.
Let me just check if I can pull up the screenshot here. All right. So what happened here, Henry, is that the first payment that he's trying to do was September 30th.
Yes.
So since it was not been processed successfully.
It was processed successfully.
He did it again today.
Yes, I know. After being sent an email by eBay saying that the first payment hadn't been processed successfully, but it had. So he has been asked to pay twice for the same thing. That, eBay, is retail fraud.
Not seeing that, Henry. The only information I'm seeing here is that September 30th,
yes,
it stated here, your payment didn't go through, so the order was cancelled.
No, it wasn't cancelled. It wasn't cancelled. The payment did go through. I received the payment.
Do you have a transaction ID number from PayPal?
Yes, I do.
Yes, may I have the number, please?
Just one moment, please. The original PayPal payment has transaction ID 920.
So I can see here that the payment went through.
Yes, it did.
And it has been refunded completely.
It's been refunded by me manually, so that I didn't defraud my customer. So that eBay didn't defraud my customer.
Yeah, let me investigate more, Henry.
Okay.
Please bear with me, okay? I will reach to our support here, and I'll place this call on hold just for less than 2 minutes.
Very good. October 1st, 2019.
Hi, Henry. I'm so sorry for that hold. I'm still trying to escalate this concern, okay? Very sorry for that.
Okay.
But you just processed the refund just today, right?
Yes.
And so sorry, Henry, if I need to ask you, did the buyer receive any error message when he tried to pay?
He received a site message from eBay saying that the payment hadn't gone through and that he needed to pay again, when the payment had gone through and he did not need to pay again.
So meaning, even though he received the error message, the payment processed successfully.
Correct. Yes.
All right, let me check it again and provide that information. Please bear with me.
$13.24.
Hi, Henry. Thank you so much for waiting. So I already understand what's happening here, and we apologize. We already have contacted PayPal about this one yesterday. This was started happening yesterday. We have a global issue. So what happened yesterday is that the payment went through on PayPal, but the buyer was not able to see it on eBay. So what we suggest to our other sellers, we suggest them to wait until PayPal will give us a confirmation that the payment is successful, and that's the time that they have to ship the item. So in this case, Henry, the buyer paid it twice, because the first payment he did not see it on his eBay account.
Yes.
But there is no problem on your end and on the buyer's account. So it's just like we are still trying to fix this issue on PayPal, because we cannot post the item on their purchase history if PayPal cannot provide us confirmation. So there might be a delayed confirmation from PayPal. That's why he tried to do it twice, even though it was successful.
So the order of events is the buyer goes onto the eBay website and places an order on the eBay website.
That's right.
Right. And then what happens on the eBay website if that transaction is not completed is that it goes into unpaid items, doesn't it?
It will go to his purchase history, unpaid items section, that's right.
Ah, but that didn't happen, did it? Because the transaction went through on eBay, and it went through to PayPal, and it's not PayPal's fault. You're lying. It's nothing to do with PayPal, it's on the eBay website, because if it hadn't gone through to PayPal, it would be in unpaid items. That transaction was lost by eBay. And then eBay sent a fraudulent email to my customer asking him to pay again. That's the true series of events. So why are you lying to me?
I'm not lying to you, Henry.
Yes, you are. You may be reading off a card, but reading off a card doesn't mean that you're not lying to me. You're not personally lying to me. eBay is lying to me.
Oh, I see. I understand. I don't have any, notes.
So what's the real explanation? The real explanation is the one I've just given you. Now then, do you expect me to pay the fees for the transaction which went through?
No, Henry, I understand.
Was that no, you don't expect me to pay the fees, or you do expect me to pay the fees?
I don't expect you to pay.
Ah, well then you'll need to issue me a refund for that transaction fee, won't you?
Yes, I can file a credit, Henry.
That's a very good idea.
For your fault. We have a bug issue already. There is already a bug ticket on this. And this has been already escalated. So sorry. I cannot confirm if this is really an eBay issue. Yes, I can say this is an eBay issue. But we are still trying to fix this one because our financial processor is PayPal.
So do you know if this issue yesterday has been fixed now? Or do I have to manually check every transaction in PayPal to see if eBay has lost any more transactions? How much are you going to refund me for doing that manual work?
So since this has not been charged on your account yet, so we can definitely remove this fee on your account on your next billing invoice.
Good. I'll look forward to seeing that. May I also complain about the terrible eBay service? Because this isn't the only transaction this has happened to, it's happened to another one.
Yes, Henry, I will raise this up to our management. So sorry, you're not the only one who is affected. Alright, so let me just check the exact amount. Henry, please bear with me. Alright, so I already processed the request, Henry.
Okay.
So that is for today's final value fee and final value fee on shipping. Let me just calculate everything here. Please bear with me. Thank you. All right. So right now, Henry, I already calculate everything for today's final value fee for both items. That would be a total of £1.52.
Right. Okay.
So I already talked to our support or manager. I already told her that for the compensation, we can provide you a £10 because of this incident.
Very good.
All right. So right now, Henry, on your current balance, you have 291.13, right?
Yes.
So we will deduct the £1.52.
Yes.
Let me just calculate. Please bear with me. And then the £10. So that would be a remaining current balance would be 279.61.
Right.
All right. So processing it now, Henry. So please check your account, your eBay account summary later, at least after 15 minutes from now. So it should reflect on your account.
Very good.
All right, Henry, I apologize again if this happens, but if in case if there might be an issue later on from your today's buyers, possible buyer for today, please call us back. I will document everything here on what we've processed today, and you can also use my name as your reference, and also I will provide you a service request number so you have a reference too.
Right. It's not been a very good day for eBay, has it?
Yes, Henry. I know this is really inconvenient on your part. So on eBay, we can lost some money here. But the most important thing is that you and your buyer understand our situation.
Your situation is that your company is going to die, quite clearly. But that's all we can do today, isn't it?
Yes, Henry. I will provide you a service request number. All right. So
yes.
This is for our call today. It's number 1.
Yep.
And then -2293.
Yep.
8179.
Yep.
0476.
Very good.
All right, please check your account later, Henry. And again, thank you so much for calling eBay. This is Cheryl again, and everything is documented here in our call.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, you're welcome. And bye for now.